Chapter 49, Off to New Beginnings. He stood, pacing the small room, the wooden floor creaking under his sandals. Arbeck's rage, his fists, the way he'd lunged without hesitation, it had exposed Marcus's physical weakness. Back when Arbeck tried to free Melissa, Marcus had dropped the charges, hoping it would smooth things over, maybe even win her over with kindness. What a fool he'd been. That choice had only emboldened Arbeck, freed him to come back and take another swing, literally. Marcus rubbed his jaw, a bitter taste in his mouth. He wouldn't make that mistake again. This time, Arbeck could rot in his cell. The thought of Melissa stirred a deeper ache, one that wasn't physical. He had bought her to be with her, poured his savings into keeping her from being sold off, all because he thought she would learn to love him eventually. He had been so naive, picturing her softening over time, her water blue eyes warming to him, despite Arbeck's pull. But Arbeck and his friends had always been there, a constant threat, and Marcus had enabled it. Dropping those charges had let Arbeck back into their lives, free to stir trouble. Now he looked at where it had landed them. Arbeck in jail again, Melissa still defiant, and Marcus nursing bruises and a bruised ego. He stopped pacing, his hands clenched into fists. This mess couldn't ruin his life. He hadn't started it. He didn't bring Melissa to Grabesh or enslaved her. He had stepped in to keep her from being sold off, lost forever in the Grabesian slave system. If he sold her now, it would be as if he had never intervened. No one would have blamed him for walking away back then, so he concluded that selling her now would be morally neutral. He thought of their nights together, the way her body yielded under him, the raw pleasure of owning her. Those moments of closeness had been precious to him, better than anything he had known, but they were hollow. Her eyes had never held love, only resentment, sometimes even outright disdain. He wanted more than that now, a woman who wanted him back, who would look at him with desire, not duty. Melissa's lack of feelings made her less special. There were plenty of women who didn't love him. He could rent one from Mutual Mastery anytime, just like Horst and Werner were doing. Why cling to her? Sadness tugged at him, a quiet ache for what could have been. He wished he could have made it work out with Melissa. She had been his first great love. Her soft blonde hair and melodic voice had haunted him since he had met her back in England. But in the end, he had never managed to win her heart, never gotten her to reciprocate his feelings. And even now, she probably despised him. He had to face it. He would never be the man she loved, nor the master she respected. But she would always hold a special place in his heart. Yet, his feelings kept him from being the hard, rule-setting master she needed. She deserved a better master, one unburdened by the inhibitions of love, and his attachment stopped him from being the master she needed. Grabesh had taught him a hard lesson. He needed to become strong and powerful, to learn to fight and stand up for himself. Only then could he command the respect of those beneath him, be the master he was meant to be. Maybe Melissa wasn't his destination, just a temporary companion on his journey, a stepping stone to this realization. She would be a good slave for someone, but not for him. He made his decision. For now, he would leave her at the slave academy to finish her training, then send her to the Coconut Grove farm full-time. It would be profitable. Her milk had already proven its value, and the farm's rental fees would line his pockets. Her record was clear now, the character-building work atoning for her past deeds. And her training at the academy, plus her milk production, had raised her value. He could sell her eventually, but not here. Not where Tariq, Amina, or Arbeck might find her and try to free her. If he sold her, it would be in a different part of Grabesh, far from Ningalawa Bay. Somewhere her friends wouldn't find her. That would keep him safe from legal trouble back home. Because the heart of the matter was that he couldn't free her. If he did, she would run to the authorities in England, and he would face prosecution for trafficking her. Melissa might promise not to report him, but once free, she could change her mind, and he'd have no way to stop her. It was unacceptable for his life to be ruined over this. He hadn't started this mess, but he'd be damned if it ended him. He sat back down, the ache in his jaw a reminder of the man he needed to become. Grabesh had changed him, and he would carry the lessons he had learned here forever.